Penguin Random House Audio presents Our Faithful God Devotional. 52 weeks of leaning on His unchanging character. This is the author, Katie Davis Majors. Now to Him who is able to strengthen you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ. According to the revelation of the mystery that was kept secret for long ages, but has now been disclosed, and through the prophetic writings has been made known to all nations. According to the command of the eternal God, to bring about the obedience of faith. To the only wise God be glory forevermore, through Jesus Christ. Amen. Romans 16, verse 25. Through 27. Introduction. Dearest friend, several years ago, I experienced a season of feeling unusually dry in my spiritual life. I restlessly flipped through my Bible, hoping it might just fall open to something that would jump off the page. I picked multiple devotionals off our bookshelves, only to tire of them after a few short days. "I need you to speak to me," I would whisper to God. At my husband's encouragement, our family started a new-to-us approach to Bible reading called the Machane Reading Plan, designed by 19th-century Scottish minister Robert Murray Machane. We started with Genesis, Ezra, Matthew, and Acts, reading a chapter of each every day. Some of the reading we did together around the table, and some we did in our own quiet time. It took me only about a week to realize that this was what my heart had been craving. I had been longing for God's word in large pieces. And while I know it might sound cliche, the more I read, the more I wanted. After a season of asking God to please make the Bible new and exciting to me again, I suddenly hungered for large chunks of time in His Word, because He hears the prayers of our weary hearts, because He longs to be near His people, to remind us of His love for us. As I read, I couldn't get over the very obvious truth that the character and magnificence and love of God remained the same through Genesis, Ezra, Matthew, and Acts. And then later through Exodus, Nehemiah, Mark, and Romans, and so on. Although these passages weren't intentionally selected to go together, so often a theme or aspect of God's character jumped out of each passage as if they had been handpicked in some kind of topical index. There it was, the Word of God and my loving Father, the same yesterday, today, and forever. God's faithful character shone through on each page as if to say, "See, He loves you. He has always loved you. He will always love you." Or, "Look, He is merciful. He has always been merciful. He will always be merciful." In the midst of a long and weary year, when I'd been looking for spiritual encouragement from reading about other people's encounters with God and about other people's opinions or interpretations of His Word, my old, worn, falling-apart Bible that I already knew all the stories in was waiting for me to come back to the basics, waiting to reveal new facets of God's character. Morning after morning, I pored over the Word, filling pages of my garage sale-purchased, college-ruled spiral notebook with all the evidences of God's mercy and grace and gentleness and love that were the same to Abraham and to the Israelites rebuilding the wall and to the Samaritan woman at the well and to Saul the Pharisee who became an apostle. And as if it were all new to me, I stood in awe. And friend, He is just too good not to share. I began to type my thoughts as I read, and I have come back to them year after year. And I would love for you to join me as I read and reflect on His Word. Unlike many 52-week Bible reading plans, we aren't going to cover the whole Bible in a year. But we are going to read different parts of the Old and New Testaments, soaking our hearts and minds in God's Word as we look for evidence of His unchanging character throughout the ages. Each week, you're invited to read 4 chapters of Scripture, one each day, Monday through Thursday. Then we will reread them all on Friday and take a look at a specific aspect of God's character. Saturday and Sunday don't have prompts, so that if you are like me and tend to fall behind, you can use them as catch-up days or simply for reviewing the readings of that week and reflecting on all He has revealed to you. I encourage you to grab a journal or a spiral notebook if that's your style, and a pen, and to set your Bible in an easily accessible place where you plan to meet with God each day. I hope that you are just as expectant as I am of all that He will show and teach us as we walk through His Word together. I also hope that you will incorporate into your prayer life the characteristics of God that serve as the heading for each week, calling out, for example, to the God who meets with us, God who provides, God of certain hope. I pray that as you do, you'll gain a more intimate, personal experience of leaning into His unchanging character and finding Him ever faithful. If you don't know Jesus yet or aren't so sure about Him, this book is for you too. I pray that you will meet Him in this audiobook and fall just as madly in love with Him as He is with you. In a world full of disappointment, He is the only one who will never disappoint. If this feels new and foreign, welcome. I am so glad you are here. My prayer is that you would be filled with joy in His Word like never before and stand with me in awe of His unchanging, unending love. Katie. Week 1. God of New Beginnings. Monday. Read Genesis chapter 1. Here we begin. Darkness, chaos, formlessness, emptiness. And here God hovers. Here He speaks. Here He reveals His wondrous plans, His desire for beauty and light and life. All that He does is good. Where do you see His goodness right now? Make a habit of noticing God's goodness, even on the not good days. What areas of life feel dark, void, chaotic? Can you trust that God is right there, hovering near, making something beautiful in His perfect timing? Tuesday. Read Matthew chapter 1. Often, I am tempted to skip right over genealogies, wondering what fresh insight could possibly come from a long list of names. But I'm drawn in by how Matthew starts. This is the genealogy of Jesus the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham. This is God fulfilling all the prophecies of the Old Testament, all the promises His people had been waiting on for thousands of years. You are to give Him the name Jesus, the angel says, because He will save His people from their sins. If God in His mercy can fulfill this promise of a new beginning, then we have certain hope that He will fulfill all His promises to us through His Son, Jesus, including these. God is working all things for His good purposes. See Romans 8:28. God who began a good work in myself, my child, my family member or friend or neighbor who is struggling, will bring it to completion. See Philippians 1:6. I will live with God forever in eternity.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?